Good morning.
Let's roll.
Ozzie, we've spoken to Ray Rice, and you have a
I have not spoken to Ray yet. I've been here since Monday because of some competition committee meetings that we got started. I know Coach Harbaugh has had two, maybe three conversations with him, and our director of player development, he's talked to him every day. So we've been in communications with him. Our director of security, Darren, has been in communication with him, but I actually have not because I've been here the whole time. Well, in any of those situations, it's very concerning. But up until we get all of the facts, you know, we will allow the process to run its course. I think John said it best yesterday. We will let the facts determine what the consequences will be. I did online just like everybody else did. And you know, it doesn't look good. And but, you know, I'm going to reserve all my comments up until I have a chance to talk to Ray. What I've gotten from John and from Harry and Darren, you know, the whole video needs to be reviewed. Repeat your question. Well, I don't know if anybody here has had the opportunity to talk to Ray. And I don't know whether a different story is going to come out. I mean, the video is what it is. But like I say, up until the process runs its course, we as an organization, we will stand down. I have not, but Darren, our security, has talked to Ray. Harry's talked to Ray. John has talked to Ray. And they have gotten his side of the story. I have not. So I have not seen anything other than what you've seen. And the only information I've gotten thus far has come from Darren, John, and Harry. Well, I mean, as a league, we have a conduct policy. And being a member of the league, we will follow that from A to Z. So up until we get to that point, I mean, right now he falls under the personal conduct policy with the league. And we will allow the league to take his position before we would have to take any. Well, I mean, I'm on the competition committee, and we did talk about it. I'm sure that you saw toward the end of the year that Fritz Pollard, you know, came out very strong with a message that, you know, the league needs to do something about the language on the field. So we did discuss it over the last 3 days. We will now go down to Naples starting next Friday and spend more time talking about it. We had some officials in our meeting that's actually out there on the field that hears the language. So we'll be able to put all that together. And if there's a need to, we will present something to our owners in Orlando.
Is there any concern with enacting a rule like that that you make officials in sort of compliance officer on the field and they're not
afraid of? Well, I mean, with any rule that we put into play, we have to look at it from A to Z and find out, you know, what are the unintended consequences as much as the consequences. So, but as it was stated in our meeting, there are mics everywhere. So if something is being said, it's probably going to be captured somewhere, you know. So it would be an opportunity to get it verified if we had to. Well, as it happens every year, I think things happen right before free agency starts. I think that's when things picks up. But we have been in discussions with Eugene, just as we have with probably several others of other players that we have. Well, I mean, and I don't want to get out in front of what the competition committee talked about over the past 3 days, but we did talk about race and gender. Well, a lot of them are juniors that have come out, and so there's a lot of work to be done on the junior receivers. You know, this is the first opportunity we get our hands on them here at the combine, get a chance to watch them work out. But there's a lot of work to be done on those junior receivers.
I'm not sure how much of a chance you have to play.
The only exposure I had was watching the Eastern Washington game, watching it on TV on the Saturday before our game. That's the only exposure I've had to him. Thus far, I don't do TV scouting. I leave that to you guys. Well, right now we're just concentrating on trying to get a deal done, and we know that there's a deadline on March 3rd. And we'll have to make a determination if we don't have a deal done at that point.
Ozzie, the Lions have a couple coaches on their staff that were with you last year. Mm-hmm.
Very good coaches.
Expand on that a little bit. What are they giving you?
Well, I mean, having the pleasure to work with Jim for 2 years. The year that we hired John Harbaugh, Jim was a candidate for our head coaching position. So I got a chance to spend some time with him during that time. But having him in our building for 2 years and the way he carried himself and the type of man he is, I think the city of Detroit and their fans are going to be very pleased. And T.A. Is a good young coach. He's been around a lot. I think he was ready. He is ready to be a coordinator. There's no doubt in my mind. We have reached out to two or three other players other than Terrell to try to do some extensions, yes. Well, I think someone put it this way. He's been a good player. He's been in a locker room. It's what you, the media, what are y'all going to do with it? I mean, once he gets in and he can rush the quarterback and get the quarterback on the ground and make tackles, he's going to be a good teammate. But the biggest thing is how the media is going to deal with it.
Ozzie, there's a lot of talk with the Seahawks, the age of their roster, the possibility of repeating. You've been fortunate to be in the situation twice when you've been defending Super Bowl champion. What's the toughest thing for the team next year after winning the title?
Well, you're in a time crunch. I mean, for the last 2 years, we've made it all the way to the AFC Championship game, and then a year ago to the Super Bowl. So, number one, you're in a time crunch. You're 4 or 5 weeks behind everybody. So you're trying to play catch up. The other aspect of when you win a Super Bowl, you win it because you have good players. And can you maintain all of those players? At some point, those players have to be compensated. And the salary cap just doesn't work to where you can become like the 49ers were or the Cowboys were back in those days when they was winning multiple Super Bowls in 2 or 3 years. So it's a great problem to have. I wish I was sitting here working on a short time frame. But, you know, if you would ask me which would I rather be, I would rather be in Seattle's position than in my position. But it is tough to do, but it can be done. Well, I think this year we'll probably use every avenue to make our team better. And if there's a free agent that we feel like to come in and impact our football team, then I think that would be someone that we would be attracted to. We will use every avenue this year to make our team better.
Ozzie, when you're here, how do you evaluate those kind of tweener guys between the defensive end, linebacker spot on the outside? Have you seen a guy like John Newsom on the field?
Is he related to me?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we've had those guys. I mean, Peter Boerwer, way back in 97, was a defensive end at Florida State. You know, Suggs was the same. So we've had those guys before. And what our coordinators try to do, our head coaches try to do, is just put them in a position where whatever strengths that they have, they can get a chance to show those strengths in practice and on Sundays or Mondays or Thursdays. I've drafted Peter Boerwer and I've drafted Suggs, so. Hey, you know, Daryl did a great job for us. I think I could check myself, but I think he probably played more plays than any defensive player that we have, and we have engaged in some conversations with his representative. Well, but they do. I mean, we've talked to probably 6-7 tight ends in the last 2 days over in the formal interviews. And on tape, you can see them block, you know. Our game has changed. Our game in the NFL has changed. It's like the college game. So they are not asked to block as much as it was maybe when I was coming along or some in the early 90s.
I see you.
Number one, he's a real good leader. He works well with his players. He gets his players to play above their level, and he's very creative.
As you mentioned, that the media's reaction to sort of how Michael Sam assimilates into the NFL will be interesting to watch. Does that mean that any idea that some sort of distraction in the locker room is just completely overblown?
No, I mean, this is something that's new to the league. And we all will have to adapt to it. So when I was talking about, I think our locker room has had the tendency to adapt to things a lot smoother than maybe the media does. Yes, I've talked to Darren, I've talked to John, and I've talked to Harry. And right now, I feel very good about his side of the story, but I also feel very good about what he has done since that to help himself to not allow himself to get in a situation like that again. I guess that's the best way to say it.
Thanks, Ozzie.
I have to go. Sorry. Thanks.